Chapter 11, The Astral Plane, An Introduction. First, the astral plane. The astral plane is very real, seeming much more solid and vibrant than the physical world. It's a world without any need for money, work, or any of the other trappings of a physical existence. Those who have visited the astral planes find themselves in an environment where all senses seem greatly magnified. These senses are not our normal physical senses, but inner astral senses. Thoughts can actually be seen to take shape instantly, and anything desired can be instantly manifested by means of the powers of the imagination in the very process of creation. This is also why the astral worlds are known as the desired worlds, and the astral body known as the desire body. This fact that man creates with his thoughts and feelings in the astral world shows the truth in the occult statement that man is a god in the making. It shows that we can be supremely creative. Once you're out in the astral plane, you'll find that it vibrates at a much higher frequency than the physical plane. There is no gravity on the astral plane. Time and space are distorted as compared to the physical. As a result, time can pass differently than in the physical. Here, thought plays an integral part, and simply imagining something in the astral can cause it to form. Since this is where all our hopes, desires, and dreams can essentially become reality, the astral plane is also known as the emotional plane. In the astral plane, there is no need for food, clothing, shelter, and sleep. We have true freedom. It is our will that sustains and heals us, and our will that creates the realm in our image. The astral planes are made of focused mental energy. In the spirit world, thoughts create reality, and we frequently create what we are familiar with. And now, divisions of the astral plane. The astral plane is divided into lower, middle, and higher. Each division contains multiple divisions of varying vibratory rates. Let's start with the lower astral planes. The lower astral planes are described as darker, more primal realms. Some have described them as the place of Dante's Inferno, while others think of them as purgatory. There are where the souls of the lost reside. Residing here are many beings, including people who are out of body, both consciously and subconsciously, people who are dreaming, the deceased, and even beings that never existed on the physical plane at all. Communication with all of the above is possible while projected. Next, the middle astral planes. The middle astral planes are the realms of divine inspiration, free of earthly desires and conflict. The beings in these dimensions cause many of the artistic and technical breakthroughs on Earth by sending silent messages to its inhabitants. This is the place where many of us journey for guidance and healing. These realms are frequently a reflection of the world we live in now. They contain the same vegetation, animals, and even our own created structures. The middle astral is a plane full of rainbows of vivid colors and exquisite beauty. It would be an impossible task to try and rationalize this place. This plane is full of thoughts, dreams, and ideas which are manifested as real objects. Everything, including inanimate objects, has auras of energy emanating from them in vivid and bright colors. Time here is very distorted, and it is possible to see future or past events. People who have successfully consciously projected to middle astral planes have described unseen colors and sounds, breathtaking landscapes and scenery, and even some things beyond our comprehension. This place is pure in its formation. The needs and the strife associated with the physical world have been left behind. It's a place of peace and utter bliss. One might go as far as to compare it to the Garden of Eden. Next, the higher astral planes. The higher astral planes are the realms called heaven by Christians, the summerland of spiritualists. This place is beyond the comprehension of most people, as they are said to be the home of the Christian God, the Buddha, and other great beings. The higher astral planes are where we begin to reach towards self-godhood, becoming fully aware and acknowledging that all life is symbiotic and connected for the good of all. We realize that each individual is an essential link in the chain of life, and existence in the physical world affects all of the other realities we do not perceive. This awareness often leads people into pantheism, the belief that all life is sacred and should be protected from the lowliest worm to the greatest killer. In other instances, the traveler will not turn towards pantheism, but in either case will become truly aware of this fact on a constant conscious level. The middle and the higher planes are where the true path to spiritual and physical healing lies. This is where our perceptions of life grow and expand by leaps and bounds, freeing us from many of the stigmas of society and its imposed morality. When we begin traveling through the astral realms, we generally first enter the lower planes where the physical world is still visible, though distorted by our emerging perception. But as we move into the middle planes, we will notice that the physical world becomes less and less noticeable until finally we move completely away from it into the higher planes. Watch your thoughts. The astral plane is highly responsive to thoughts because thoughts are alive. Any thought will instantly manifest. So it's important to retain full control over your thoughts and emotions at all times. If you do not achieve this level of control, you can scare yourself back into the physical body. If you're frightened of the possibility of meeting an evil being and create such a particular thought within your mind, then it will immediately manifest and the evil being will appear in the same form as you imagine. This being will not be real, of course, but rather a product of your own imagination. So if you don't fear, you will not have any problems. Communication on the astral plane. When we are out of the body, communication is accomplished by thought transference or telepathy. Since our waking habits have taught us to use our vocal cords and our lips, we may sometimes find ourselves communicating verbally. But it's not necessary at all. The utilization of telepathy means that every soul understands every other soul without any language barrier. All communication is done by thoughts, and words are done away with. This kind of non-verbal communication can occur between you and any other living entity, human or non-human, irrespective of the language of the entities. Such telepathic communication is very effective because we receive a lot of information in a fraction of a second. Moreover, since no words are being used, the message received is very accurate and chances of misinterpretation is highly reduced. During your projections, such thought transference can be very mind-expanding. The very fact that you're consciously communicating telepathically is a thrilling and magical experience, to say the least. Next, locomotion on the astral plane. Once out of the body, the possibilities in the spirit-like form are endless. There are no restrictions in the means of locomotion as are present in the physical body. However, because of our years of conditioning, we might find ourselves walking like we normally do in the physical. In the astral, this is a clumsy way of locomotion indeed, and walking is not required. There are much better ways at our disposal. In fact, as the astral plane defies gravity, you may choose to glide or fly. Gliding is good if you want to travel short distances, but for traveling great distances, it is often better to travel to your destination instantly simply by forming the intent to do so and imagining yourself to already be there. With practice, you'll realize your movements in the astral is done just by thinking. You think about a location and you're there in an instant. Your intention will control all your movements. Since you're not used to this kind of locomotion, it will take some practice to master and control. With experience, you gain better mobility. You will find that sometimes your motion is not controlled by you. There are mysterious astral currents that will often take you somewhere even without your volition. But if you exercise a strong will, you can go wherever you want to. Vision on the astral plane. In the physical body, we have around 220 degrees of vision, i.e., we can only see in front of us and sideways. We're unable to see what's behind us, above us, and below us at the same time. But in the astral, all our senses are enhanced, including our vision. The astral body has a 360-degree spherical vision, which is like one huge multifaceted eye that can see in all directions, up, down, left, right, front, back, and all at once. Rather than being restricted to the normal narrow field of vision of the physical eyes, you can now see and look all around you at the same time. The brain, because of its lifelong habit of frontal vision, cannot assimilate spherical vision. Therefore, using the innate astral ability might take some time to get used to. Again, practice is the key. Astral blindness. Sometimes, especially if you're new, you'll find that your astral vision is very blurred or even non-existent. This usually happens if you're too close to your body, within about 10 feet. When you move away, your astral vision comes into focus. So, to get rid of this astral blindness, the best thing to do is move further away from your physical body by imagining you have already done so, and then mentally state the command with as much authority and energy as possible, vision now. And that brings us to the end of this chapter. In our next chapter, chapter 12, we'll talk about the inhabitants of the astral plane.